Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to have you here today. We got an exciting topic. Is your website growing your cleaning company? And hopefully you notice I didn't say, do you have a pretty website? Do you love your website? Do you have a good website? Those are all fine questions, but we're not going to talk about any of them today. The only thing we want to talk about is your website growing your cleaning company? Which is funny. When we say it like that, it's kind of self-evident. Like, of course I want my website to grow my cleaning company. But the way we act is I want my website to make me look good or feel good or make my parents or my friends or family think I have a real business. But really what makes you have a real business is lots and lots of customers and money and success. And we want to make sure that your website is doing that. Hey, John Zapata Restrepo, good to have you, buddy. So, and Cecilia, good to have you here. So the problem is either you oftentimes, mostly if you're here, or listening to this podcast, you have a website and it's not generating leads or enough leads, or you don't have one, but you don't want to waste a bunch of time and money on something that's not going to actually grow your cleaning company. Ashley says, no, my website sucks. So she's an elite member. So she's paid me to tell her how terrible she is and put up with me. So yeah, that's what we're here to talk about today is either one of you, either I've got a website, but it's just not generating the leads or providing the results that you want, or you don't have a website, but you're afraid, like, man, I see so many websites out there. I don't know what to do or how to do it. I don't want to spend a bunch of money or time. So that's what we're going to talk about today. The problem is not having a website is your online presence is going to say a ton about you, whether you like it or not. So you can choose to enter that conversation. You cannot choose to enter that conversation. And your website or lack thereof is a big part of it, right? So it used to be like either you had a website or you didn't, that was kind of it. But now there's so many, you know, Google reviews and Facebook and Yelp and yada, yada, yada. So your website is not everything to be all and end all, but it is certainly, if not the cornerstone, it's a big piece of your online presence. Hey, Lou, one of our enrollment coaches. Good to see you, brother. So the good or the bad is there's so much and so easy. Hey, Ralph Rangel, good to see you, buddy. That conversation is going to happen about you and your company online, whether you like it or not. And if you don't enter it and intentionally have something to say, the world's going to say probably things that you don't like and maybe even aren't true. So let's dive into how to kind of combat that. So the first thing is some of you guys think, you know, all my customers come from referrals, so I don't need a website. Well, that is true if there's a couple of big ifs. And if you qualify for these ifs, this isn't the podcast or the broadcast for you. If you're completely happy with your growth and you are 1,000% confident, it's never going to stop, right? You'll grow like this forever, no matter what. And you don't care what the world says or thinks about your company, then you do not need a website. However, even if you are getting lots of referrals or what you feel is enough referrals, if you're not confident, if it's not enough referrals, B, you're not confident that stream of referrals is going to keep coming, and C, you don't care about what the world says about your company, that's kind of the defender. You got to make sure those are good. Hey, good to see you, Lee. All right. So the next thing we got to go to is this. This is the thing. If you guys are writing stuff down, or gals, this is a writer downer, as Dan Kennedy would say. People come to my website to learn about my company and me and what we do. That is, write that down and then scratch it out. People come to my website to learn about me and my company and what we do. The truth is the people that come to your website are there to solve a problem. This is what you can write down in a circle. This is going to hurt. This might sting a little. They do not care about you. The example I use is in high school. I'm old enough where that was a long time ago for me. I don't know about you guys, but a lot of us, most of us, probably all of us, if we're being honest, kind of felt like, oh, you know, I'm dressing this way, or I'm not cool, or that guy or gal likes me, or these people think I'm cool, or these people think I'm a nerd, or these people think I'm this or that. We had a lot of concerns, thoughts, worries, whatever you want to call it, about what people thought about us. And you get 10 or 20 years out of that stuff, and you look back and you go, they weren't thinking about me at all. They were worried about if they were cool or they were whatever, what everyone quote unquote thought of them. It's the same thing with kind of the real world. We're like, oh, people want to know about us and we need to talk about us. And people are, you know, they're curious. They're not thinking about you. They're thinking about them and only them. They came to your website to solve a problem. They don't care about you except for how that you relate to solving their problem. So you're going to talk about their favorite subject. And you might ask, how would I know what my client's favorite subject is? Well, the short answer is to ask them. The shorter answer is, I'll just tell you what it is. It's them, right? It is them. And probably at this point, since they came to your website, it's whatever pain they came to your website to solve, right? So we are going to talk about them, not us, more specifically, the problem that you believe they came to your website to solve. Well, we're getting a lot of thumbs up. So people are okay with me yelling at and making fun of their websites. Fantastic. All right. So the quickest, easiest way, and you can do this not just on your website, again, another writer downer here, is do an IU count. IU count. I got this from my friend Joel Weldon, great speaker. And you can do this for all of your marketing, your business cards, your emails, your website, postcards, anything, your sales conversations, do an IU count. And really, you just literally go over your website and count the I, we, us, our, your company name, right? Those are all about you. And typically you'll have a dozen or so of those on your front, on your homepage, and you want 0 to 1 versus you, your, right? You, your is about them. So you want to take all the I, we, us, our, and your company name and turn it into you, your. So as opposed to saying, we have been in business for 50 years, you're going to say, you are looking for a company that's been around and you can trust. So they're saying, we, someone's coming up to the door. I got to warn you folks, if he rings the bell, my dogs are going to get on nuts. Wait for it. So far, we're good. I think, oh, he dropped it off and left. We're good, people. We are good. Arjun says, money can make you money, honey. Fantastic. So you can just do an IU count and count how many times you say I, we, us, our, talk about your company, which we want to be as close to zero as possible, and how many times you say you, your, which we want to be as high as possible because that is their favorite subject. So even if you have to say something about we're a cleaning company, that's still about you. Say you're looking for a cleaning company, and actually, believe it or not, you know, bonus, they're not looking for a cleaning company. They're looking for a result. You're looking to feel good when you come home. You're looking to not worry about who's taking care of your office. You're looking to not get sick, blah, blah, blah. All right. So that is a big key. We've got more to come, but just that's a writer danner. Do an IU count. People are not coming to your website to hear about you. They don't care about you. No offense. I'm sure you're lovely, but that's that. Adam says, I can't hear anything. Give me a shout out. Everyone else I think can hear. Lou says, it's got to be all about them. So true in life, in business, just about everywhere. All right. Here's another falsity. People are like, oh, my website's super awesome. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. The reality I want to get through is it's really clear. It's really important that you're clear in how you're judging your website, right? We want to make sure we say it's awesome. We've kind of got some definitive advice. And we got to start with, what is the goal of your website, right? If the goal of your website, like we talked about, kind of touched on earlier, is to make you look good or feel good in front of you, like, so your family or friends or whoever go, wow, that looks great. You're like a real company. If you want to look professional, then that's fine. Judge your website by if you feel it looks awesome. However, if the goal is your website is to convert lookers into leads, then the only way to judge that is what percentage of visitors take some sort of action. And this one hurts, right? Because a lot of people spend a bunch of money. They put up a website. Look how beautiful this is. It looks amazing. And a lot of times it does. We get clients that their website looks great. And I go, great. How many visitors have you had this month? And typically the answer is, I don't know. But once we get the data, it's like 807. Great. How many phone calls have you gotten? 2 or none or something like that, right? So we want to make sure that A, we're clear on the goal of our website. If the goal of your website is to make you feel good and look professional, all that, then if you feel that way, then it's done. No need for any help on my end. However, if the goal of your website is to turn lookers into leads, and notice I didn't say customers. We're going to talk about that in a second. Lookers into leads, then the only measurement for that is what percentage of people, of visitors, that come to your website become a lead. And the only way to track that is A, you need to know how many visitors you have. And that's pretty easy with lots of plugins. I don't want to get into all the details, but that's easily had. Your web developer should be able to help you with a plugin or Google Analytics, all sorts of ways to find out how many visitors you have. And then how many of those became leads. And we're going to talk about that right now. So most everybody I see on the website that's new says, we tell people to call now for a free estimate or sign up for our newsletter. And then I go, when's the last time you sent the newsletter? And the answer is always, well, never, you know, 6 months from never. The reality is that going for the, hey, you know, call now for a free estimate isn't working, right? It's the same thing as when you go into a store, the people are trained to say, hey, can I help you? And we're trained to go, can hear you right now, Cleaning Nation. No thanks, just looking, right? So every time they say, hey, can I help you? Or the vast majority of times they say, hey, can I help you? The person responds, no thanks, just looking. And yet we continue saying, hey, can I help you? And then we're shocked when they say, no thanks, just looking. So this is what happens on our website. We go, call now for a free estimate. And they go, no thanks, just looking, right? So let's change that, because the reality is less than 1% of the people that come to your website and you just say, we've been in business for this long. We remember the Chamber of Commerce and Better Business. And here's some pictures of, you know, clean buildings. And here's our team and all that stuff. Call now for a free estimate. Well, less than 1% are going to actually reach out and call now for a free estimate. And those people were probably using your Google, like the yellow pages, right? They just Googled you, get your phone number. So if they were going to call you anyway, we don't really count that. The reality is we want to make sure that we turn as many visitors that were just looking into leads that are like, yeah, let's have a conversation. Let's engage. So the way we're going to do that is we want to make an offer. So we know that call now for a free estimate is going to get 0 point something to call, or 0.0 something to call. We want to make an offer where 10 or 20 or 30 or maybe even 40% of the visitors opt in and become leads, right? So that's the big difference. We want to move from, trust me, I wish we could just build a website that talked about how great we were and said, call now for a free estimate, and 10, 20, 30, 40% of the visitors would call now for a free estimate, then we'd be good to go. Tracy said it perfect. Your website is your, can be, should be your digital sales team. Doesn't mean it is. A lot of times I have that, not that. So what we want to do is make an offer that they're actually going to opt in for. So we don't want to say, how can I help you? No thanks. So, and we know they're gonna say just looking, right? We don't want to say call out for a free estimate. They're gonna say in their mind, no thanks, just looking. We might say, you know, have you been here before? Ask a question or engage. Tell me about your pain. So we want to make an offer that more people are going to opt in on, right? Give them some value for free. You can do that by taking a survey, right? So that's a perfect one. Instead of saying, hey, can I help you? And go, have you been here before? That's almost always going to respond, elicit a, yeah, I've been here. No, I haven't response. Now we've got a conversation. So a survey is a way to kind of enter a conversation as opposed to just, you know, calling out for a free estimate, what they're never going to do. The other thing is think about what pain they came to your place to solve. And I'll give you a couple examples, one for commercial, one for residential. If you're residential, we think, and just by the way, the superficial pain that you guys may or may not think is they have something dirty that they want cleaned, right? Or they're unhappy with their cleaners. That's almost never the case. With residential, their real pain could be something like, my husband and I both work and I come home and he looks at me like, why is this place such a mess? And I look at him like, I got a job. Why? You tell me, right? And it's coming between us, right? That's an example of a real pain on the residential side. On the commercial side, it's typically not dirty. It's, I hired these cleaners and I told my boss they were good and they were super receptive when I first hired them, but now they won't call back, right? They mess up and they don't call back. These are pains that they might have. So you might want to find a way to try and solve that pain as opposed to just, you know, calling out for a free estimate. So for the husband with the wife, the way you can solve that pain is 10 ways to make house cleaning easier, to save time, to improve your relationship with your husband, anything that's going to solve that pain that they can download ideally right now. You're going to try and give them some value for free. And once they see like, wow, I'm not even a customer for these guys and look at the value they're giving, then they might say, hey, let's see what it would be to have a customer. Welcome Fredo and Fatty, good to have you, buddy. One of our fast track guys in the house. All right, so try and find an offer that's going to give them value right now. It can be a couple of videos that you shot. It could be an interview you did with somebody in their industry. It could be, or on residential, that on you know, getting more time with your kids. It could be a book. It could be an ebook. It could be a checklist. It could be a survey, right? Any way to kind of engage. Ashley says, great advice. I did this all last night, but messed up something. I don't have anything on my front page. Well, Ashley, I think, still in our elite group. So hopefully we'll sort her out later today. So we're going to make an offer that 10 or 20 or 30 or 40% can opt in for and engage with you. And the way we're going to do that is somehow give value for free as opposed to go right to call now for a free estimate. Okay. The next thing people think is, well, the more pages, the more content on my website, the better. The reality is, and I'm not saying you don't want content, but you want the right content, right? So, and that doesn't always have to be on your website. The problem is what I really want to do is, as opposed to the more information I give about myself, right, and talk about us, which comes from that misbelief right at the beginning of people come to my website because they want to learn about us, which they don't. The reality is the more action you get your visitors to take, the better, right? So as opposed to the visitor coming and going, well, these are just swell people. I love these people. And then leaving and doing nothing, that was a failure. If they somehow take an action to engage, right, whether it's subscribe to our podcast or like us on Facebook or open an email or click for something, right? Here's the reality. The problem is with most websites, we have 74 calls to action, right? So we might say, call now for a free estimate, or sign up for a newsletter, or like us on Facebook, or subscribe to our YouTube channel, or go somewhere else. Hold on, here we go. Sorry about that. Adam says he can't hear. I don't know why a couple of people said they can't hear, but a lot of people are engaging, so I think everyone can hear. Okay, so the reality is the more offers you give people to take action, the more confused they're going to get and less likely they're actually to do anything. So the reality of the situation is the less choices almost always means more action. More choices means more confusion. More confusion means less action. Lou said, God bless. Well, thank you. Good to have it. So, all right, the more action that you get your visitors to take, the better the website is, and the less choices you offer them equals the more action they'll take. So typically, I'm going to go for a landing style type landing page or type website. So I'm going to make one offer. Hannah Love says she can hear. I'm going to make one offer that says, that tries to get them engaged, right? The highest converting offer I think I can do, whether it's, again, a free clean or an ebook or a lunch and learn or any way you can solve their problem. And that's the only offer I'm going to make. And then the tracking goes from where I had 800 people visit my website and had 32 people click on my offer, or 32% of the people click on the offer, right? As opposed to just call now for a free estimate or go to Facebook or like us on Twitter or whichever. All right. So yeah, Tracy said, your concept should always answer the question, what's so great about? I thought it said, what's so great about me? And I'm like, no, you're missing it completely. It's not about you. But she said, what's so great about that for me, the prospect? You're exactly right. Go to your website as you are a prospect who is searching to solve a pain, and look how well your website solves that pain or not, right? And if it doesn't, here's your opportunity to change. If it does, then you should be getting results, okay? So we want to understand that it's not the more information that you give on your website, as opposed to screaming all sorts of nonsense that, along with the world, right? You go to the world, there's just nothing but billboards and phone ads, and just everywhere we go, there's advertisements. So everyone else is out there just screaming at your prospect. You want to whisper the exact right word, right? You want to be the one whispering, like, oh my gosh, they get me. That's exactly how I feel. That's exactly what I think, right? So as opposed to being in the world screaming random nonsense, you want to understand them and their pain and who they are and what pain they're trying to solve at your website. You want to whisper the exact right words in their ear. So as opposed to giving more information, we want to make sure we speak to where they're really, really at. The reality is the more value that you bring them, the faster they reach out to you for help. So that said, just like this, so we are here now, this website or this broadcast, whether you're here with us live or you're on the podcast or watching the YouTube video, we are trying to give as much value as possible for free, going, hey, we can solve your problem. And then you give value to tens of thousands of people, and then hundreds of people or thousands of people reach out saying, hey, what would it look like for us to work together? So that's what you want to do. The more value you can bring them early up, the better it is. And the magic formula is you want to go from stranger. Most people go right from stranger to bid. And that's a problem because they don't know you. They don't like you. They don't trust you. And it's you're trying to jump the relationship, right? You just met them. You're asking them to help you move. So what you want to go is stranger to an opportunity to get them to know, like, and trust you. And that's where you want them to opt into your Facebook group or your podcast or whatever the case may be. So we want to make sure you go from stranger to know, like, and trust. From no like and trust, you want to do this in an automated way, right? I'm speaking right now, which isn't automated, but with thousands and thousands of people are going to hear this, and then they reach out. Actually, Mike Trombley just said, hey, please reach out to me. I've been in the cleaning business for years. Anyway, all that to say, you want to go from stranger to no like and trust. From no like and trust, you want them to reach out to you looking for help when they're ready to buy, so you don't have to kind of be chasing and begging. So as opposed to going from complete stranger to let's do a bid, right? We want to go from stranger to know, like, and trust. Let me give value in your life. And then when you give a value in an automated fashion, they'll reach out to you for a bid. And then when they do reach out, they're already kind of pre-trained on how to be a good customer, right? We talk about a lot of stuff here on this show where we talk about what we like and don't like and how we coach and what we believe and what works for us. And that's either going to turn people off or on, which is fantastic. The people it turns off just are going to wander off and we don't have to deal with them. Great. And the people that really dig it, when they reach out, they're not just looking for help. Like, just give me a bit. And I'm not sure, you know, there's a high degree of know, like, and trust. Like, just help me. I know you can help me. And that's what we want. So we want your people kind of pre-educated, when by the time they reach out, they already know who you are. They know what you offer. They already know that they want your help. And as opposed to selling, you can really just serve, right? And that's my favorite thing. If you get enough people reaching out to you that already know, like, and trust you and are kind of familiar with who you are and what you believe, you don't have to sell them anything. You can just get right to the serving part, which is so much more fun than trying to, you know, high pressure chase or beg. So the beautiful thing is, once you move from here's a bunch of garbage about us that nobody cares about, to a funnel that kind of shakes people automated from lots of people that are strangers into an opportunity for them to get to know, like, and trust you, for them to really grow in that relationship and then reach out to you for help, you really do get more customers coming to you that you can than you can handle, and they already know, like, and trust you. So they reach out to you when they're ready to buy, and you can give up chasing and begging and competing on price forever. You can just get the best of the best of the best that come to you, and they're ready to roll. So if that's you and you're like, holy heck, that is what I need. I don't want to chase. I don't want to beg. I don't want to hope that I get enough referrals or repeat business this month. I want to be able to consistently scale and get the right people to come to me and just allow me to go right to serving as opposed to selling. If that's you, you're like, holy heck, that's what we need in my life. Give me more, Mike. We could do that for you. And I'll tell you, here is our lead magnet, right? So it's not call now for a free estimate, right? It's not call now and we can tell you what it costs to coach you. We don't even do that. So everything on this broadcast is free. The next step would be to go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You'll get a free conversation with one of our coaches, and there's nothing even for sale on that, right? They can't sell you anything. We are just here to really get clear on where you're at with your business, where you want to be, and see if we can help you come up with a solution. Sometimes, not on the first call, I promise you, but sometimes if we think we're the best solution, daggum right, we're going to tell you, we want to help you. If not, we'll still try and sort you out. But the reality is, we want to just keep giving you value. And that's exactly what I want you to do with your website, as opposed to try and talk about you. And how much of this broadcast have I talked about me? Here's how smart I am. Here's what we, none, because you guys don't care. We've only talked about how to solve your pain and getting the right customers to come to you. So if that's you and you want help, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. This is what we do. It's what we love to do. And we would love to help you get your website away from a pit where people go to die into a place that actually converts strangers into people that know, like, and trust you, and helps the people that know, like, and trust you reach out. Adam says, please send me a replay. Sadly, we don't do that. Mike says, hey, thanks for having Lou reach out. You're welcome, Mike. And my apologies in advance for Lou. He's, he's super good looking, but just not that bright. Just kidding, Mike and Lou. May says, thank you. Good talk. All right, guys, gals, so excited to be with you today. Hopefully that was helpful. Go do the IU count on your website right now. And if you would like our help walking you through all this stuff, happy to do it. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Ashley, one of our elite members, you are quite welcome, sister. Hopefully I'll see you later today. Talk soon, everybody. Goodbye. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.